We're talking with Matt Fetch, Executive Director for the North Dakota High School Activities Association. And Matt, how you doing?
Well, I'm keeping plenty busy, but all in all, not too bad.
Well, you know, as you and I were just chatting, kind of, you know, with a break in the calendar here, and really you think about it, this time of year, we probably have a little bit of a break between the end of the winter sports season and baseball and softball and track getting up and running in the spring. But this year, just a little bit different for a lot of people. And I guess my first question is, Matt, you guys had your meeting here on Tuesday. And the key word, suspension, we want to use that word. We don't want to say anything else. We'll use the word suspension of spring sports extended. And really, that's based on the governor's executive order, isn't it?
It is, yeah. One of the executive orders says that all school buildings and facilities are closed to students indefinitely. So we talk about our everything we sponsor as an association and all extracurriculars really are an extension of the classroom. So there really isn't even conversation, I don't think, amongst many that until schools reopen that it's really an option for anything to resume. So it's really a wait and see approach right now.
And also, along with that, Matt, the tournament committee, because everybody knows, well, you know, the Class A tournament was suspended right during semifinal day, and the Class B was also taken care of, and all the fine arts contests. Are you guys just going to kind of wait and see, obviously, and see what happens with the governor and what happens with all this to decide what's going to take place past maybe the 30th of April?
Yeah, the tournament committee, which is comprised of four board members, they'll meet as needed here over the next few weeks and just start kind of break down some of the logistics. You mentioned the A and B basketball along with the fine arts contests and visit with member school administrators that are involved in that and basically see the viability of if any of those events can happen later on or if there's even an interest in some of them. There's just so many factors and like everything changing by the day where fine arts in particular, so many of our state contests take place at universities on campuses across the state and most of them take place in April. One runs into May and really they've told us no one will be allowed in their buildings through May. So venues obviously are a huge issue and doing some of those events in the summer aren't really an option on campuses either with limited staff there. So just so many logistics and just kind of put everything on the table and brainstorm and see if there's a plan that can be out there. And again, we're kind of at the mercy of what happens with our schools here for the remainder of the school year as well and see if it even is an option or if it's all for nothing.
And I'm guessing, too, and I'm not going to put words in anybody's mouth, but I'm guessing disappointment and frustration. You know, you look at the coaches and the advisors of these activities. They know you guys are just trying to do the best that you can, and they understand or should understand what's going on. And so are you getting that feeling that they are being patient and they understand what the situation is and you're not getting any you know, you shouldn't be getting any flack. I mean, you're doing what you can, right?
Yeah, I think if you ask anyone, whether it's on staff or on my board and coaches, advisors, administrators across the state, they've been fantastic going back to Friday the 13th when our world changed and the suspension began, essentially. The support has been just overwhelming, and I think that, you know, as a just personally, I think there have been more thank yous as far as you had mentioned using the word suspend and not cancel, which is where, unfortunately, a handful of states are to that point, along with NCAA and NAIA and other levels above us. So it's, again, just hope. And, it wasn't long ago, 2014, the first outdoor event in North Dakota and the whole state in the spring was on April 29th. Mm-hmm. And we're still almost a month from there, so I don't feel a real sense of urgency from my board or anyone else to make any permanent decisions in the near future.
And bottom line, too, Matt, and people understand this, this is a safety precaution. This is for people's health and safety. That is really what the whole underlying issue is, isn't it?
It is, and you know, essentially law as well when we're talking mm-hmm. executive orders, and facilities are closed, group gatherings. You know, the White House has guidance now that runs through at least April, which I'm sure you've talked about. And mm-hmm. yeah, really, again, as you said, so much of it is out of our hands, so to speak. And it is a safety. And again, it's educational activities, and there's many things in the world much bigger than that. And I think everyone's pretty understanding of that.
Well, obviously, this is the forefront in conversation, but let's do positive. Let's talk. Let's uplift here towards the end of this conversation. But of course, also with the meeting last night with the football committee, the guidelines for the division reassignments that are going to be here in 2021, if memory serves, starting next school year or two school years from now in the fall of 2021. That's got to be exciting too, with the change too for your board and just for the football committee, because you look at the way things are lined up, you're going to get a lot of rivalries back again together, because they're going to be in the same division. So there's got to be some excitement with this change, isn't there?
Yeah, I think it's something, you know, it happens very frequently in football compared to a lot of other activities, but there's always changes there. And you know, excitement, I suppose, depends on maybe where you live and what you think of it. It's either a great idea or a horrible idea, just like it always is. But it's, yeah, it is something different. And there'll be, you know, yesterday with the board action there, they didn't really change anything from what came out in January, mm-hmm. just kind of updated some things. And now between this point and the middle of September, there'll be more action as far as teams have a clearer picture of, you know, optioning up a division or opting down a division, and things will get a little clearer by the time next season rolls around, and hopefully there's that excitement there and everything can get going on time.
Well, we're all going through this new. We're all going through this together. It's something new with everything, and not only the football, but with everything going on in our community. And I know, as a sports announcer and a fan of high school sports, it is a daunting task to get through the evenings, but you know what? We do it. We get through it. And the bottom line is, too, Matt, is there is going to be an end. There is going to be an end to this. There will be a light at the end of the tunnel. It's just a patience and take it day by day.
Yeah, it really is. It's as we've talked about last time we visited, I think we were talking about getting through the games on Friday, March 13th, and pretty optimistic that would happen, and within a couple hours that all changed. So yeah, it is rapidly changing, and it'll, when we look back, it'll obviously worldwide, but even in our activities and our small world we deal with, it is historic, and it'll be remembered forever.
Matt, I do appreciate you taking the time, because I know it's a busy, even though there's no sport, you're busy. There's a lot of things going on still, because the day still has to go on. You still have to work, and I appreciate chatting with you and everything you and the board and the High School Activity Association are doing to keep us all safe and keep us all informed. That's the biggest thing, information. You're keeping us informed with your meetings, and I appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you down the road when we have some athletics to talk about.
Hey, appreciate that, Paul. Call anytime.
Will do. Thanks, Matt. That is Matt Fetch, the executive director of the North Dakota High School Activities Association. And again, as we mentioned at their meeting here on the 31st of March, they voted to, and the active extension of the suspension of the spring sports indefinitely. And that, again, is in accordance with Governor Doug Burgum's executive order requiring the closure of all public and non-public K-12 school facilities until further notice. And again, we've been talking with Matt Fetch, executive director from the North Dakota High School Activities Association.